This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
You want to do something fun?
Hey, make it quick. I don't want to spend too much time here.
It's going to be so awesome.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's how it always starts. But then later there's running and screaming.
Let's do it from the top.
Hey, good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. It is Tuesday, April 9th. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning, JP.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Sounds like everyone survived the eclipse.
Yeah.
For the most part, I think so.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy happened to either one of you. Coriel had the weirdest dream in the world, I think it's because of the eclipse.
Yeah, I think it was for other reasons, but I won't say why.
I sent a picture of the sun to Nick yesterday.
Okay.
Because Nick, Husker Nick's been pretty outspoken about not really caring at all about the eclipse.
Not a big deal.
I was working.
I sent him a picture of the sun. So was I. And I said, the sun was asking where you were today.
No.
I sent it to Husker Nick.
That's very nice.
Because it was. It was asking where he was. He was really, I don't know why I made the sun a man, but the man sun was like really bummed that Husker
concerned.
Nick wasn't out to watch him be outshined.
Did you look up at all, Nick, while you were
I didn't have glasses. I'm not going to, like, who was it? Odell Beckham Jr. like went out and did that and then had to miss the next, like, next week or something because his eyes were burned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
That was one of the highest Google searches yesterday was my eyes hurt. And that peaked at around 3:20 our time. And then also Googled was, why do my eyes hurt? And it's like, because you stared at the sun, dummy.
I glanced up once, like without the glasses, just kind of human nature, I guess. I glanced up once and, boy, that hurt.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
you're not supposed
confirm.
To look at the sun ever. So it's a bad thing.
It was interesting. I didn't look up at all either because I didn't have the glasses. But like, I was driving downtown to deliver some stuff to Tristan, who was working. And, like, his entire kitchen was outside looking up with...
They are
taking turns with somebody's glasses to be able to look up and see the sun. And he's inside. I go, did you go out? He's like, nah, it's just an eclipse. I got more work to do. I'm like, okay, cool. Because he's got a feature that he's going to be doing at his restaurant. So it's like, okay, well...
Hey, I went to the top of the garage kind of across from, like, Blue Sushi in the Haymarket.
Yeah, you crushed it.
Just because I wanted a sort of like a sweeping shot of some of the downtown buildings and the Memorial Stadium and whatever.
Yeah.
And I was kind of shocked. I thought there'd be more people. There was one car that kind of pulled up later. There was one guy. And then pretty much right before peak obscurity or whatever, a My Capital Dental Jeep pulled up.
Nice.
And I had my doors wide open blaring Bonnie Tyler because I started
at the perfect time. Went full in. Yeah.
And then, so then I kind of walked over halfway and I was like, hey, I can turn it down if you want me to. And he was like, no, this is great.
Crank it up.
And then I even, poor guy, accosted him before I left. I'm like, before you leave, I'm sorry, my phone has to be connected to my car to play it. Could you take like a 15 second video of me?
So he was
here,
the one who videoed that
and then
for
airdrop it to me, and he was happy to do it. And I just want to say shout out to My Capital Dental. If that was you in the Jeep, thank you. And also, you have perfect teeth. Imagine that.
Of course I do. Yeah. My uncle David was part of the crew that was running things at the Hyde Observatory, and they had like 1,000 people show up.
Oh, I believe it.
And he was super excited to get to be on TV. He was like, I was on TV.
You know, it was pretty cool. It was nothing like 2017, obviously, but it was... It was pretty close.
Hey, man, it was a good excuse to get out of work and go outside for a little bit on a nice day. So
right when everything had reached its maximum potential, you know, like it was planned almost, a cacophony of emergency personnel vehicles went off.
All of a sudden.
It was funny. It felt very kind of apocalyptic.
I thought end of day stuff,
There was so much happening downtown. I don't know what it was, but all of a sudden it was like a cosmic joke. But I was like, here it goes.
Here we go.
The world's gone crazy. Mm-hmm. Knew it was going to happen.
All right, well, and hopefully you survived with all your fingers and toes and your eyes aren't burned out of your head. We've got a lot for you on today's show.
Coming up. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
Including helping Derek figure out if his Tinder date could be something more with Data Breaker Dumpling. That's at 7:20. We'll give you a chance of 4th-row tickets to the PBR PBA with JP Mex's guest. And we're going to ask you about some strange habits you have. We'll see how they compare and contrast with Coriel's. And we'll get the nitty-gritty brought to you by Nutrition Authority coming up next.
An update on Chairgate. Chris Stapleton's surprising early influences. Lainey Wilson is shocked and more.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. So as you learned very early yesterday, Morgan Wallen was arrested Sunday night for throwing a chair off the top of Eric Church's Chiefs bar in Nashville. Last night, he let the wicker talk, barely missing a couple of Nashville cops that were just standing around down there, bystanders, which then earned him 3 felony charges, but... We know a little bit more about the situation, so I'm sure you know all that stuff by now. But here's what you might not know. He bonded out for $15,000 yesterday morning. Okay. May 3rd is the court date set to answer for the furniture Hulk smashing. And on a more serious note, fans and peers have voiced concern for an artist who like barely survived previous controversies, only to find himself in the headlines again.
Yeah.
So now the conversation is a little more so like, okay, let's
kind of
hope breaks a little bit.
I kind of hope Eric Church pulls him aside and says, listen, man, you can't do this anymore.
He did the first time, though, remember?
Yeah, and it didn't work. It's like now he's going to for sure be banned from Chiefs Bar, right? I mean, I'm assuming, I don't know. There again.
And, you know, everything, not all this stuff happens in a vacuum. Obviously, there's obviously more to it and more underlying issues, and some people are just straight up making a whole joke out of it. So, you know, think what you want about the situation, but even it looks like some of Morgan Wallen's industry friends have posted kind of tongue-in-cheek things, so it'll be interesting to see if like if some of these like industry friends are separating themselves or not, you know?
Yeah.
Anywho, we wish him the best, and we'll keep you posted about this stuff, but he did catch a few felony charges. An old clip from a 60 Minutes interview with Chris Stapleton that he did like a few years back is trending a bit again because of two early musical influences that he name dropped. And it's very surprising. When he was young, he used to listen to Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, wow.
It was so real that it translated even to some kid in Eastern Kentucky who had no notion of the things that he was talking about, you know, and it was dangerous too, and real and dangerous are, you know, very appealing to 15, 16 year old kids.
Hey, what it appealed to Chris Stapleton and in some way, shape, or form got him into the music industry.
Yeah.
And probably gave him a little bit of confidence, I guess, maybe to just hit the road and do his own thing. So if it's Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg that you're listening to in the middle of nowhere, Kentucky as like a teenager, that's what it takes. Great. That's awesome.
Well, power to you.
Also, side note, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg are musical geniuses, so it makes sense. Entertainment Tonight hit up Lainey Wilson on the red carpet ahead of the award show Sunday and asked her point blank, you know, your role on Yellowstone moving forward. Mm. What's that like? She played Abby, an aspiring country music artist, and it seems that she's not even sure if it's happening.
Oh, okay.
And she's going to be very surprised if Taylor Sheridan can just walk away from that. She's not real confident she'll even be returning, that anybody will, really. She said, quote, I'll be honest with you, I'd be shocked. And I think how Taylor Sheridan writes his stories and just has a beautiful way of bringing things back and letting things go, I'll be shocked. So we'll see what happens. Again, that doesn't sound like a real vote of confidence for the rest of it to return. But the last word was that the AMC hit series would be returning for the second half of season 5 this November. We'll keep eyes on that for you.
Yeah.
Lastly, Colt Ford is recuperating after suffering a heart attack Thursday night. This put him in the ICU in critical condition. He fell ill after performing at Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row in Arizona last week. And in a statement, Ford's team said yesterday, quote, Ford remains in the ICU with his condition steadily improving in a positive direction. At this time, his family is requesting privacy, so on and so forth. He co-wrote and recorded Dirt Road Anthem with Brantley Gilbert, a song Jason Aldean later took to number one on the country charts. If you don't know who Colt Ford is, there's a couple other songs from him. But yeah, probably scary stuff, you know?
No kidding.
Performing and then just... heart attack, man. We hope he heals quickly. That's a Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
I've been waiting on some good news.
Let's get around to good things. If you've got something good, let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969, and your stuff will be shared on the show. Coriel, what do you got?
So, yesterday was the eclipse. We all know this, but there's something really cool you can do with your eclipse glasses. Those glasses you used yesterday still have a purpose. You can actually send them along down the line and help some other kids out. You can donate them to charity. The group Astronomers Without Borders is accepting donated glasses to send to Africa, Asia, and North and South America for future eclipse events. Oh. They can be donated at any Warby Parker store or shipped to AWB, which is Astronomers Without Borders. The organization called Eclipse Glasses USA is accepting glasses to send to students in Latin America for the October annular eclipse. And the glasses can also be saved for the next eclipse event, with the most notable one coming in 20 years. For more on that, if you want, you can visit the Facebook page, KX969. I'll put that on the Facebook stories and on Instagram stories as well, KZKX969. There, you can certainly donate those eclipse glasses. And
what a great idea.
I don't know. Yeah, blow some little kids' minds.
Yeah. Nick, your good thing.
My good thing is a person very near and dear to all three of our hearts. It is their birthday today. So I got to shout out one, Rosie, for a happy birthday
whoop,
today.
Whoop. Yeah. What up, Rosie? Happy birthday.
I'm sure it'll involve sitting and watching some Cubs baseball and having a great day. So I hope you enjoy it, my friend. Have a good one.
Yeah. Got two good things. One is you actually getting to do a good thing for other people. The Nebraska Community Blood Bank declares a blood emergency. So donations in recent weeks have been pretty short of what the hospitals need. So they are looking for any and all types of blood that's needed right now. So if you are looking to donate blood, the Nebraska Community Blood Bank is asking for your help. Just go look up ncbb.org. They'll do all the work for you. They'll figure out what kind of blood type you are. They'll help you help you donate it. They've got cookies. They've got all kinds of stuff.
Up.
Just got to show up and show out and help out as best you can to help with the blood shortage that's happening right
now. Let's end that shortage.
And then our other good thing is our buddy Martin Richards, who ran the marathon in England, sent us a message saying, thanks for the shout out, mates. We are having a listen on our way to Brighton. Hope you have a great weekend. This was on their way to the race.
The actual marathon.
Yeah. Awesome.
He managed to get done with the race in 4 hours and 21 minutes. He raised £2,000, which is $2,500 in U.S. dollars.
Wow.
For War Paws, which was, he thought maybe £500 would be an optimistic goal. He got $2,000 out of it.
Dang.
So congrats goes out to Martin. Nice job, Susie, cheering
Martin.
Him on. Very, very cool cause in War Paws. And just a shout out to our British friends from the weekend.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to find a side project, a side hustle.
All you.
To be able to afford living this life anymore.
Yes.
How about going on vacation and getting paid to do it? All expenses paid. Opportunity for you to go on vacation and experience something awesome. Would you be down for it with just on the surface level? Vacation, yeah. Getting paid for it.
Are we talking about choose your trip?
No. Well, choose your trip is another way to do it.
Because that's kind of like that.
Kind of like that. Yeah. At 8 o'clock, we'll get the next keyword. But
okay.
If somebody were to offer if somebody were to offer you an all expenses paid trip, would you go on it? Just on the surface level.
Well, yeah.
How about on a cruise ship?
No.
See, and I think you might get swayed into it because knowing your boyfriend Jackson and how much he loves to gamble.
Okay.
This is an opportunity to live like James Bond.
Why?
Because Princess Cruises has a new $1 billion ship called the Sun Princess.
Okay.
And they're wondering what you think of its onboard casino.
I'll be honest with you, not a fan of that name.
Sun Princess?
The Sun Princess.
The Sun Princess.
This is the Princess Cruises, so they just connected
it. It's the
name Princess.
I'm going on the Sun Princess.
So they're offering one person and a guest an all expenses paid 1 week cruise to test the casino and report back about their experience. In addition, you get free food and drinks. You get $500 to spend at the casino, along with an additional $500 for a cruise allowance. In exchange, they just want you to rate the casino on a scale of 10 to 0 to 10, with the criteria like game variety, betting limits, atmosphere, staff, food and drinks, support services, including customers.
I mean, this does sound pretty cool.
And, okay, they put a lot of money into this cruise ship, so it's probably super safe.
They put a lot of money into the Titanic, too.
I was wondering if you were going to say that. Yeah, so I think if we let your boyfriend Jackson know about, hey, want to go on a cruise ship and gamble for free?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to gamble for free.
Yeah.
But you're still going to pass on the cruise ship.
I don't know. You do make a point, though. If I was going to finally go on a cruise, I guess I should back up and say, I shouldn't be so quick to say no. I'd say I would be much more likely to strongly consider this opportunity versus having to pay for it on my own.
Right.
The only way that I would actually maybe end up on a cruise is if I had no dog in the fight at all, other than my life, I guess. But wouldn't have to pay for it, you know?
Okay. Well, if you want to
find out. So they're going to pay me to go on it.
How about you, Nick? Would you go on a cruise if they're going to give you all that stuff?
If it's more like the movie Maverick, where like...
Oh, yeah, the riverboat cruise?
Yeah, and like as you're losing, they're just throwing you off the side of the boat.
Yeah, I belong on the riverboat in Brownsville. Yeah,
that's what I want.
Like they toss Clint Black off the side of the riverboat.
I want there to be a strong, fishy odor. I want it to smell like the swamp, kind of. I want there to be like the like Edison light bulb things hung from the balcony or whatever, where like three of them are missing.
I want like to be worried at all times about people wanting to have a duel somewhere on the boat, or like them maybe trying to cheat us. Like the captain actually has his pistol still, even though he made us all turn ours in, and then we gotta you know survive. Maybe I climb out the window because I was doing so well at gambling. They had to try to lock my door, so I couldn't get out of the room.
Truly, I want to look like Rob. I want my captain to look like Rob Riggle. Like from the cruise night episode from The Office. And I want you to be sort of worried that he's actually drunk in that moment.
Yeah. I want Jodie Foster to constantly be trying to rob me. You know what I mean?
Like, you're the Mel Gibson of the group there?
Yeah, I would be. Like, you know that. That'd be so fun, though. That'd be great. And then somehow my dad is always double-crossing me. Even though we love each other.
Honestly, a cruise, no matter what, no matter how you spin it, it's a gamble in general.
Right.
It's an all-around 100%. Gamble. So live life on the edge, I guess.
Well, if you want to apply, casino.org is the place to go for your opportunity to go on a cruise.
That sounds so fake.
What, casino.org?
Go to casino.org.
Yeah.
Check this out. Here's what's trending online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
Three.
This is.
It's been confirmed. The date of Pat Sajak's final show on Wheel of Fortune.
And Ryan Seacrest taking over.
Yep. His last episode was taped last Friday.
Oh, wow.
It airs June 7th. The 77-year-old announced last year he'd be stepping down after the current season. Ryan Seacrest takes over as the new host in September. Vanna White returns, because remember there was that whole thing where she wanted a bunch more money and whatever, and thought she was going to leave, but then she didn't. So, yes, Wheel of Fortune will still be around. It's just Ryan Seacrest will hold the reins. Okay. June 7th, final show for Pat Sajak.
It's got to be some must-see TV on June
7th. Yeah, that'll be big.
Yeah, watch him say goodbye. All right.
That's end of an era.
No kidding. That's crazy.
It is a UConn coronation. The Huskies make history. Back-to-back national champions.
Yep, UConn won the dominant season with a 75-60 win over Purdue to earn their second straight NCAA championship, their sixth national title for UConn. And then it unfortunately was not Coryell who won the whole
thing.
I
won, though, in not the work bracket. Or pool, whatever.
Yeah.
But I won in another one. So
you did.
That's why I'm the one clapping.
Yeah. Okay. Way to go.
So I got a few skittles. Like,
why are you clapping? Bill Hooks totally beat you.
I finished third in all of mine that I was in.
Occupy. You're in fourth in ours.
You're in fourth in the world.
Fourth
in all.
I finished fifth. So that's
third in the rest.
Pretty solid run for most
number
of us.
Number one in our hearts, Husker Nation.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Yeah. Hooksy beat you by 40 points.
I know. Dumb. So and you know, the crazy part is I need to brag really fast. If I would have kept the same bracket I used for my friend's pool that I was in. Okay. Yeah. If I would have kept that same one for Rosie, whose birthday it is today, by the way.
Happy birthday, Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie. Their pool, which was also the same amount of people, like 75 or something, 77.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have kept the same bracket as my other friends, I would have tied for first place, just looking at the points. For like whoever, I mean, I guess I don't really know how it goes, but yeah. Whoever's in first place right now with Rosie's had the same amount of points I had to get third in the other league. So I would have tied first, right?
I think so.
Right? If I would have kept it all the same.
Man.
I think so. I don't know.
Girl math or
that
not?
Might be girl yeah. math. But yeah. But in like my it. In my brain, I think that's how that works.
I think that's good math.
So we'll just say congratulations, Corey.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, guys. Okay? Just say
yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
I mean the chicken man won, but he doesn't need the gift cards. He can just pass that down to you.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Or but, just, you know, silence me with some chicken.
There you go.
What?
There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Yep, yesterday was the big day for the solar eclipse and a roundup of some of the nonsense from yesterday. Google searches for my eyes hurt skyrocketed right after the eclipse ended.
Imagine that.
Another search was, why do my eyes hurt? We're also up in that. If you did stare at the eclipse, the Weather Channel posted a list of symptoms to look out for, like headaches, blurred vision, and a blind spot in one or both of your eyes. The good news is it usually resolves on its own, especially if you only peaked like for a few seconds. But maybe if it's bad, then maybe see an eye doctor.
Yeah, I would suggest yeah. that probably.
Question mark.
People also have been claiming to have eclipse sickness, even though there's no evidence that's a real thing. They've reported symptoms like insomnia, fatigue, no appetite. Even one woman who claimed it knocked her off her her monthly cycle.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, sure. Blame it on the eclipse.
A crazy lady in Florida that blamed the eclipse on her going and trying to shoot a bunch of people, too, which was like, yikes,
yeah,
ma'am.
That's not
going
to hold up. That's not a thing.
And if you missed the full thing this time around, you'll get another chance when the next big eclipse cuts across the U.S. in 2045. Or you can book your tickets now and head up to Greenland in 2 years.
Oh.
There you go.
And go check out the eclipse.
That would be a good excuse to go to Greenland.
Did you know yesterday morning, mm-mm. some of the last few seats are sold on a Delta flight along the Path of Totality from Austin to Detroit, I believe? It was a one-way ticket for $1,100. That way, these people could experience the eclipse from 30,000 feet above.
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't want to be on a plane that has anything to do with Path of Totality.
I know.
Like, that is...
No way. Husker Nick.
No way.
It's cool in theory, but honestly, the last thing I want to do is be in the sky during an eclipse. I don't know why.
It just sounds scary.
Seems fishy to me.
So don't be a part of the Path of Totality flight in 2 years to Greenland.
Yes.
Yikes.
That's what everybody's going to be talking about today. Is it just a Tinder connection or is there more between Derek and Madison? We'll find out in today's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Derek.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, buddy. I guess give us a rundown of how you guys met up, what went on with your dates, and we'll see if we can figure this out for you and get you another one, man.
Cool. So, yeah, I met this amazing hot chick, Madison. She swiped me on Tinder, and I'm glad she did because she's so hot. Sorry, you can bleep me on that.
We will bleep that out. Yeah, okay. So
you just feel strongly.
Yeah. So I was out with the boys, and we were watching basketball, and so I got bored and started swiping on the app, and I got nothing, and then, boom, she hit me up. It was great. She was out with friends, and they were wrapping up girls' night, and she wasn't ready to call it a night, and so we hung out. Had a couple more, and then she had this kick-ass place downtown, so we legit walked to her and hooked up. It was amazing.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Which was obviously great. After she ordered some pizza, we hung out, ate a little bit, and I'm thinking, okay, she's f***ing great. Like, this chick is amazing. Next weekend, she was totally down for it. She came over, and she barely got in the door, and she's jumping me, like, all over me. It was like a marathon sesh. It was just so good. And then I got some Chinese food, and then she said thanks, so she had to meet up with some other people, so I offered a rain check, and she's like, bet, and then she dipped out. Trying to play a chill since then, but like, this chick hasn't hit me up, so after a couple days, I hit her up, but she's left me undelivered, and no response.
Hmm.
Awesome. Not a whole lot to go off of there.
Right.
I mean, truly.
It just feels like she's like truly the Tinder dater and hanging out with him here and there.
Yeah, maybe she just wanted dessert real quick and that was it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was great and all, but I want to see her again. Like, she's
yeah.
great.
Did you explicitly say you both were looking for
more than
exclusivity
just
and like a relationship, or was that just kind of not addressed?
We didn't get too deep into that.
Okay.
But like, we talked about, you know, hanging out in the future and doing other stuff.
Yeah, that might have just been like one of those courtesy things where it was meant to be dessert.
Yeah.
And then you might have mentioned hanging out, so she might have just been like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, like, she doesn't want this to become like a friend zone thing. She wants to stay in the bone zone.
Oscar Nick.
That's definitely one way to look at it. All right. So you want us to get a hold of Madison to see if maybe you guys can actually go on a date versus just continuing to hook up Tinder style?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to keep doing that for sure, but, like, this girl, I thought she was really cool and dope, and maybe, like, there could be something here, so I'm interested to see, you know, what she thinks.
All right, well, then we will be more than willing to give her a call for you. Best case scenario, we can get you guys dinner out on us to go out again. Worst case, she just doesn't want to see you again, and you'll at least have the knowledge of why that is, all right?
Mm-hmm. All right, yep.
Coming up next.
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, let us know what you think in gift form on what went wrong for Derek with Madison.
As we have said for years now, gift form is the best form. Facebook KX969 and X and Instagram KZKX969.
We'll get your guesses coming up and we'll talk with Madison next with Denver Dump 'em.
Now, date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Somebody just joining us. It's Derek who reached out because a girl named Madison swiped him on Tinder. They went back to her place, hooked up, had some pizza, had a really good time. She gave him her number, and then he reached out the next day and said, hey, you want to get together this coming weekend? She's like, yes, please. She came over to his place. Jumped his bones, and they hung out some more, and then he's like, hey, I can order some Chinese, and she's like, nah, I gotta go meet up with some people.
I mean, if I were her, I would have at least stuck around for the Chinese food.
I know. That's what I was thinking, too. It's like, if it was Coriel, she would have gotten the food
first. At least
first.
Turn it into a foodie call.
Right. There you go.
A foodie call. You're already in the position. You might as well.
So, Derek wants to know, because Madison's not responding, if there's more than just a couple of hookups in their connection.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Madison.
This is Madison.
Madison,
what's
hey.
It's up?
JP, Coriel, Husker, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going?
It's going good. Hi.
Hey.
What?
Yeah, we're calling on behalf of somebody you went out on a couple of, dates. I don't know if I'd count them as dates. More as like hangouts, hookups.
Yeah, you had some hangouts.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Swap and spit.
There's a guy named Derek that was wanting to get back a hold of you, and you've left him undelivered. So he asked us to give you a call and see what was going on.
Okay, so man-child needs some help. Gotcha.
Man-child. All right.
Okay.
Shots there's fired a story
early.
Here?
Okay, yeah.
So, oh my god, this is wild.
Spill the tea.
Okay, I mean, it's nothing crazy. It's like, you know, but he's been to my place. Like, he's seen it. It's clean. It's nice. And, like, I do have a roommate, one of my girlfriends that I live with. But, like, you know, we're adults and we keep our home looking nice, you know, like adults. This guy, he's in his 30s, but he's living like he's like a 22-year-old. He's got like empty bottles all over the place. I don't know if it's trash or decor. He's got the one pillow, just one pillow.
Okay.
Like, he eats with ribs in them. Like, I feel like I was in college. And like, again, I'm in my 30s. He's in his 30s. We're adults. Like, if he was younger, like maybe even he was just like a couple years out of college or something, I'd let it slide. But like, come on, dude.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You mentioned sheets. Can I guess the color?
Oh my god, what?
So it's either what once was white, but now it's kind of like a dingy
a
gray and
now.
It's got pilling all over it, or it's navy.
It's navy! Yay!
I'm
Sounds
telling
like
telling you.
Speaking from personal experience, Corey.
I can literally picture this house.
And how does anybody have one pillow?
Even and it's, if it's just so flat
in the bed, sure, but like one pillow?
Is that pillow like so flat and lived in?
It was not a good pillow share situation.
Yeah.
No bueno, babies.
Yeah.
No bueno.
He has like one Scarface poster on his wall too that he got from like Hot Topic when he was
nice.
In middle school.
Okay, so this is common. Dude, what is this?
Jackson's apartment must have been awesome, Coriel.
Get another damn pillow. Maybe matching pillowcases. Like, come on. I do not want to be sleeping with a child or a college kid. Like, I'm looking for an adult.
Yeah, man. It's a little bit of like the Peter Pan thing. Just not like, it kind of just shows maybe that he hasn't grown up a little bit. And, you know, a devil's advocate too, though. I'm sure, and from what I've gathered, just from like male friends, unless they have a reason to go and like get this new stuff, some of them just truly...
They don't care.
They don't care. They're like, that's all I need. And that's fine. It's just exhibit A of why that can be like a turnoff. If you are open to meeting someone, if you're trying to meet
someone. Why that would be a turnoff, yeah.
Yeah. If he was, like you had mentioned before, still in college or maybe just out of college even, you can get away with that.
Yeah.
But being almost 30, still having your setup kind of like that, I can see how that would make him maybe seem a little immature. Yeah. Or
it's just a turnoff. It's not a good look. Also, like, in my sense too, like, it's not like it was anything that serious. You know what I mean?
It was
a Tinder hookup. I don't feel that bad.
You kind of feel bad about
ghosting somebody over that, but it's like, it's easier to ghost somebody than to be like, yeah, no, your place is kind of sad and gross.
Yeah, very on-brand peak Tinder hangout. Like, yeah. I feel like you kind of expect that from Tinder.
Wow.
Kind of what it is.
Yeah. But he was cool to hang out with, though, right? You enjoyed, like, your guys' conversation, your hangout or whatever. Everything else was fine, correct?
Nothing, like, crazy red flag happened. It's just like, oof, I don't want to hang out at your sad
just
place.
The environment. Okay. Place. We can work with this.
Madison's on the phone with us. He's been listening in the entire time. And Derek, it's really all comes down to your place and just how you're living like a 20-year-old man.
I mean, I get it. Yeah, I guess I could upgrade and maybe go to Bed Bath & Beyond and get some new stuff. But, like, that's all material stuff. Like, who cares, kind of? You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of surprised.
Maybe a trip to Target or even Walmart, different sheets and another pillow and pillowcases for both. Would be an upgrade.
Well, maybe like more than one pillow at the very least.
Yeah, that'd be great.
In case, you know, there's a plus one.
That's right.
Maybe a decorative throw. I don't know. I might be getting crazy now.
That might be too much.
I legit had a fraternity brother out of college that he used an extra couch cushion as a pillow for whenever he had friends over.
Yeah. In college, I once had a jacket as a pillow.
Oh, my God.
Because there was no additional form of comfort.
Nice. Okay. So, Madison, if he's willing to do those things, would you be interested in hanging out some more? Or is this like, no, I'm good, and you just move on?
I don't know. I may have been a little too honest.
Hey, no. People want honesty. What do you think, Derek?
Yeah, all right. I mean, I guess I am 30, and I should be getting into, like, the more adult theme. So, yeah, let me work on that.
Yeah.
I definitely hear your point for sure. And I should at least get another pillow. I mean, gosh.
Right. See, yes. Man.
At least another pillow.
I love that you were willing to hear her out and hear us out. You, at the very least, you personally deserve better sheets and a better pillow.
Right. And we're not asking you to go buy, like, an ottoman or
go get an armoire.
We're not asking for that. Just another pillow and some different sheets would be great. And clean up your bottles. That's all you have to do.
You're gonna thank us, Derek. You really are.
I kind of love this relationship already.
We'll take care of dinner if you guys go out again, but Derek, you got to do some steps before you guys can go out again, okay?
All right, I appreciate this,
Madison.
For
thanks
sure.
for taking our call. And
oh my god, anytime.
Him.
This was actually like kind of fun and stupid, and I'm here for it.
There you go.
No, that's awesome. Thanks, guys.
I've actually had a couple of friends ask, can we get his Venmo to help pay for his new sheets and pillowcase? We now enter a space known as Coriel's mind.
Most are not brave enough to adventure into.
Where all senses of logic have flown out of the window.
Honestly, there's a lot of weird things happening in here.
It's really interesting, the things you come into this building with that has been rolling around in your head.
Look, I'm surprised by it too. I don't know what else.
Surprised there's not like case studies on what's going on.
There should
on
be. We could have one.
We should.
Also, you have to also take into consideration the amount of things that I choose to keep to myself.
That's true.
Which is even more insane.
Oh my God. So
no, but this happened because this wasn't this most recent trip we went to Colorado, but when we were in Colorado, you were talking about previous vacations we were on. And I had mentioned how a friend of mine, when I vacationed with her, she always, like, first thing you do when you go into the building, the Airbnb, the Verbo hotel, whatever, first thing she does is check behind the shower curtain.
Mm.
And I mean, I know that's sort of like a movie, like a horror movie trope. Maybe it also is just like a safety thing.
I do the same thing.
But I guess I've looked.
I punch into it. Before. I don't look into it. I just walk up and bam! One of these days, like, Jess is going to be in there waiting to surprise me. Why would you do that?
Decker.
My bad. I thought, I don't know.
Check in the room, babe.
It, you know?
I mean, I know that's probably smart to do. And I think I've done that before in the past. But I mean, this person, like clockwork, no matter what, first thing they do, they look behind the curtain. And then we started talking about like weird stuff that we do. And I had mentioned, I'm like, well, I like to use the same bathroom stall if it's a building that I frequent. Like here at work, for example.
Yeah.
If it's here at work or like the Target I go to, like everywhere I frequent, I have to use the same bathroom stall.
Yes. Because in your mind, you're the one who uses it.
Yeah, that's my stall. And if someone's in my stall, I think that like I secretly get a little annoyed.
Yeah,
and unless if it's an emergency, I'll use another one, I guess. But I'll wait. I want that stall. Is that weird?
See, the fact that you wait, though, and it's probably different for ladies.
Yeah.
But, like, as a dude, I hate finding a toilet right after someone had used it. Because a lot of times the seat's warm, and I'm like,
oh,
no. I
do, too, but, like,
no.
I have, it's my stall.
They are butt sweating all over the seat.
It's my stall, so I have to like get. I have to get over it.
Like there's, I'm. That's great that you guys have multiple stalls in there. We have one turlet in our bathroom.
Turlet,
and then a couple of
turlet.
Why is it a turlet?
Yeah,
it's a toilet. Yeah, it's a toilet. I don't know what a turlet is.
There's levels to it though. Like if it's a building that I frequent, I will wait for my stall.
Okay,
but if it's like a concert or it's somewhere like in the wild that I'm never really at, I definitely have to choose a stall that I did not just see the person come out of.
See, that's okay.
That's less strange than the candy wrapper thing.
Oh, JP.
I'm just saying the bathroom stall thing, kind of normal.
Okay,
I don't know what that is.
I have to smell. Like my candy wrappers, but like I have to take a sniff of it before I eat the candy.
Really?
I don't know why. I think I need to gauge like the flavorfulness. I guess I need like a shot straight to my brain of
all of your
the smells.
To enjoy.
They do say taste is like it's like 70% smell.
Yeah, sure. I'm getting like second use out of my candy, right?
Yeah, there you go. You're
but I have to sniff it before I.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I don't. I'll jump on this train with you. I'm sure JP doesn't have anything weird he does.
Actually, I do.
What? No.
Would you like me to tell you mine?
Let's hear it. I know it's going to be like I can't help but save babies when they're stuck in trees.
Did you say stuck in trees?
I count my steps in like the sidewalk and I try to get in the squares.
Oh, okay.
Like
so
I'll
avoid
do
the
1-2, 1-2-3, or 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
Oh,
or,
like even it out, kind of. Okay.
Yeah, it's either gonna be Michael Jordan or Scottie Pippen when I step.
I do like that the mid-90s Bulls are based around your steps.
I don't know why, but I've done it forever.
The next time you see JP in public, you know that in his head, he's like, Michael Jordan's
coming. You know when he's had a few too many, he reverts to being Dennis Rodman. and that's where he's at on the wall.
There's the disconnect.
There you go. So makes sense. I do have a strange habit.
Make us feel a little better. Please. If you have a strange habit... Or just a habit you cannot break? What is it? And I mean, like, do you know why you do it? Tell us on Facebook, KX969.
We have fifth row tickets to PBR PBA for them to win, too.
Okay.
If they're willing to reveal their strange habit.
Yes, reveal your strange habits, and we'll send you to PBR PBA fifth row seats. So those aren't bad at all.
Not at all. Time once again to play JP Makes His Guess with your chance to win fabulous prizes every time. Currently, Coryell is just barely leading Nick now at 16-15 in the game.
Still leading.
The confidence is still there. All right, playing today with Nick is Brandon. Good morning, Brandon. And with Coryell is Lucas. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning.
All right, so top answers are on the board. And being we just had this happen the other day,
nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
We're going to do random songs from the 80s. No, we're not going to do that.
What? Oh, God. I'd have been done dealing with that.
No, I'm going to have you name things you, something you see in the sky. Something you've seen in the sky.
Top 10 things you see in the sky.
Yeah, things you've seen in the sky. And it looks like Nick won the last time around. So Coryell and Lucas get to go first in today's game.
Lucas, what do you think? What like about like the sun? Jet. Oh, fighter jet?
Yeah.
Sure.
Planes come in at number 6.
Sweet.
So they're on the board with planes. Brandon okay. and Nick.
Top 10 things you see in the sky. I mean, the sun?
Yeah, that's what I was going to go with.
Yeah. A star.
The sun comes in at number 3.
Okay.
Back to Coryell and Lucas.
Lucas, what about clouds?
Yeah.
Clouds is there, and clouds is the number one answer.
I mean, technically, you look at those a lot more probably than the sun.
Yeah.
This is true.
Love it when clouds accidentally look like stuff, like dogs.
Okay.
Or like people, or it's like, that looks like a cat riding a unicorn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Thanks for bringing
We've all seen
again.
Clouds like that.
We have. I saw a dinosaur the other day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Back to Brandon and Nick.
I need to stop letting my intrusive thoughts win.
Top 10 things you see in the sky. Brandon and Nick, you're up.
All right. Top 10. Birds. Did they say that already? Yeah, birds.
Birds is there. Birds is in at number 5.
Pterodactyls.
What about Lucy? Lucy what? In the sky.
Wow, no. You have all kinds of interesting thoughts today, Coryell.
Oh, my God, that was the best joke we've ever had on this show.
I'm going to quit. Lucas, what do you think?
I don't think they'll think of this one.
Okay.
A hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon. Okay. What, is that enough to win the game? Because you guys already got 2.5 points.
Uh-oh.
Hot is air it? Balloon. Is it on the is board?
Wow.
Lucas!
Sweet.
Not a lot of people think about hot air balloons, but hot air balloon came in at number 8. Here's
what about
top,
a blimp?
Here's
like
your
Superman.
Top 10 answers. Lightning at number 10.
Okay.
See that in the sky? Leaves at number 9.
Okay.
They're blowing in the wind. Hot air balloon. Drones at 7. Planes, birds, the moon at 4.
I was going to say the moon too.
The sun, stars at number 2.
But isn't the sun a star? Or am I lying?
In this top 10,
it is a star, yes.
Yeah, but
the sun is a star.
So they separate it from stars? Okay. Yeah.
Constellations?
Because we call it sun.
It's our sun.
Okay.
Are you trying
to? I thought it was grouped into. I thought that the sun was grouped
to lose
into
points?
Stars.
Is that what you're trying to do?
No. Keep going, sorry.
No.
Your mind is like, all
like,
over the
isn't
place
it?
Today. Yes, but like, it's a. Okay.
I didn't know it was separate.
The purposes of this game, it is a separate thing in the sky.
Okay, that makes sense.
Sorry, Lucas, that you had to go through all of that just to win.
You mean star is like twinkle, twinkle. Right, okay.
Thank you, yes. My God. Lucas, congratulations. You've got 4th row tickets to the PBR and PBA this Saturday. Brandon, thanks for playing, buddy. That is JP Makes His Guess. And a little bit of what's in Coryell's brain for today.
Yeah, you got that yummy.
Every Tuesday, it's a tasty Tuesday. Coryell,
oh, it is.
What are you serving up to our listeners today?
I feel like everybody has this in their kitchen or pantry, whatever.
Oh, okay.
So it should be fairly easy and inexpensive to try.
Oh, okay.
Especially if you are college-aged or at least in your 30s, I have full faith that you have at least one package of this lying around.
Oh.
What do you think I'm talking about?
Ramen, right?
Yes, you got it. But this is ramen popcorn.
Oh.
It's So it involves a bag of popped microwavable popcorn, okay? Or I guess you could hand pop it or whatever the heck if you want.
Yeah.
But you add a rotten seasoning packet to the popcorn.
Oh, that's
you know,
kinda,
in the way that you use like the little shakers, like you have like or white cheddar like, flavoring.
Yeah,
like
all kinds of different flavors that like you go to the movie theater, they got like seven different sets
cinnamon,
of flavors.
Cinnamon, even, the nacho cheese shakeout one.
A ramen packet.
So it's the same concept, it's just it's ramen flavoring. Yeah. But there is a user online who claims that you should use chicken ramen. They say they've done a little bit of research.
Okay.
The chicken ramen, chicken flavoring packet is like the best boost to your popcorn.
Huh.
And it's easy to like, you know, sneak in a packet of that flavoring to like a movie theater, you know?
You're literally going to sneak in a packet of the ramen flavor.
Yeah. So
that's funny.
I think I would like that.
I definitely think you
chicken
would like
ramen
that.
Flavoring on like buttered popcorn. I mean, why not?
Chicken and butter. Yeah, I mean
buttered chicken. Yeah, of course.
Buttered chicken. Yeah, that's a thing.
I mean, would you try that? Your face is kind of saying otherwise.
I'd try it. It wouldn't be my. I mean, I would always try something. You know, I'm a food person. I'll try anything except for anything with coconut in it.
But just like first take, does that sound appealing to you?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody said, "Hey, try this," I'd be like, "All right, cool," but. I mean, maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised how good it is.
I like to finely chop up baby dill pickles and sprinkle them inside of like a cheesy that I put in the, like you know, a tortilla, some cheese in it. And then once it's cooked, sprinkle in some little baby slices of pickle.
My grandma used to do that.
I like that combination.
With like tuna fish sandwiches.
Okay.
She'd get the tuna and the mayo and the dill pickle and mix it all together. And that was the sandwich.
That's a standard tuna fish sandwich.
No, the dill in there. Not with the pickle.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just regular tuna and mayonnaise.
Chicken salad, chicken salads.
Maybe we were poor. We weren't as rich
as you. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure people put pickles in that pretty commonly.
Okay. Yeah.
You've got weird food combinations that you like.
Oh, yeah. Dorothy Lynch and cottage cheese. Every time.
You know, I see how people do that because Dorothy Lynch is fairly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that.
Sweet and savory and you get protein in
there.
I
don't like the idea of it.
Oh, like you've got to. I'm going to go get a container of cottage cheese and some Dorothy Lynch. We're going to have that.
No.
No?
No.
Kind of
like, don't people do like cottage cheese and grapefruit?
Yeah, that's a common like breakfasty item for people.
Oh, I can't think of anything grosser. Actually, I can think of a lot of things grosser.
Yeah, you could.
So in my opinion, ramen popcorn, that kind of sounds like a Franken food, you will. Frankenstein of the food world. So do you have like a Franken food? What do you build? And like, I mean, if this is like a drunchies, like a drunk munchies situation,
or
maybe it's just you're walking around at work and you're like, I don't care if my whole office thinks I am a serial killer. I'm going to eat this weird food combination.
There was one I saw that somebody did an Eclipse burger and it was burger and egg. A lot of people don't like an actual egg on a burger.
That's called a hangover burger.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, ew,
get
I
a fried egg
a
on
hamburger
that, baby.
And an egg together.
Yeah. It's yummy.
It's a delicious thing.
But your Frankenfoods on the morning show page, KX Mornings, your favorite Frankenfood.
Actually, we got quite a few things in the big thing today.
We got a lot.
First of all, if you'd like fifth row tickets for the PBR at PBA on Saturday, what strange habit do you have? You want to share that on our Facebook page at KX969.
There's some funny ones.
Some good ones so
already.
Far.
I think I say that all the time, but I mean, truly.
Some great ones.
People are weird. I love it.
Coriel's smelling gum wrappers and me making sure I get my steps in between cracks in the sidewalk.
Don't step on the crack or you break your mother's back. That's what they say.
It's got to be a Michael Jordan or Scottie Pippen, 23 or 33. And then we also have your chance to get in for Workplace Wednesday tomorrow. Maybe this is something you could have the people at Maze Popcorn try out. The ramen noodle chicken powder.
Yes, ramen powder on your popcorn, buttered or not. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Maze, let's get on this.
We'll have to let them know about it. Otherwise, regular Workplace Wednesday with Maze Popcorn. You can get entered to let us know where you're working, who you're working with. You want to do a little shout out, you can do that and have a chance to win a popcorn bar with multiple flavors of popcorn, thanks to our friends at Mace Popcorn.
Yeah, so, yum.
You want to get in for that? You've got to get onto our website at kzkx.com. Look for Workplace Wednesday and get signed up for
that. It is so quick, so easy.
And maybe they'll come up with the ramen chicken popcorn flavoring, too. Also, we'll have more opportunities with Choose Your Trip. Your word this hour is winner, W-I-N-N-E-R. Get it in at kzkx.com. Your chance to win a destination of your choice trip and all kinds of fun stuff. Thanks to our friends at Pella Windows and Doors and of Omaha and Lincoln.
Yeah.
That will continue all throughout the day today. So collect the words. The more words you get, the better chance you have to win at kzkx.com.
There are even like side quests that you can do.
Interesting.
Like unique little experiences and stuff. I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's determined by the major U.S. city that you end up in. But yeah, some cool, fun experiences. Because this thing is, it's a hefty price tag.
$10,000.
I know, $10,000 total.
A lot of fun. All right, get in for Choose Your Trip. KZKX.com for the details. Tomorrow, we'll be back with couples therapy, the results of your strange habits, and more. If you missed any of today's show, including an all-new Datum or Dump 'Em, catch it on our podcast at KZKX.com. See ya.
Take the morning show on the go. Woo!
Every morning, it's JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.